In Humboldt County, Dr. Michael Fratkin is essentially the only doctor who does what he does. He's the guy who comes in after cancer doctors first deliver the bad news, but well before hospice. He manages people's pain meds, symptoms, and their fears about dying. The California Report's health reporter April Demboski tells us this Humboldt County doctor's searching for a new business model to support this kind of work in far-flung rural areas like his.
Cliff Bob.
This isn't Michael Fratkin's typical commute.
My name is Mark Harris. I'll be your pilot today.
Harris and Fratkin buckle into this Cessna 182 named Thumper. It's a 60-mile journey to the Hoopa Valley Native American Reservation, where Dr. Fratkin's going to visit a man named Paul James. Everybody calls him Pop. He's dying of liver cancer.
A good number of patients in my practice are cared for in communities that have no access to any hospice services.
We touch down on a narrow landing strip in the quiet valley, blanketed with trees and mist. A horse runs next to the plane as we taxi down the runway. Fratkin is here to make a rare house call. He met Paul and his wife, Ceci, at the hospital in Eureka, but the four-hour round trip is too much for them to make, so Fratkin comes to them.
Made it.
I made it.
It's a visit Ceci has been waiting for.
Dr. Fratkin has kind of been my angel to me because he gets Pop to open up where he don't open up to me. Then I get to hear how he feels when he doesn't let me know because he's trying to be strong for us, I think.
Paul and Ceci know he's dying, but it's hard for them to talk to each other about it. Ceci tells Dr. Fratkin that the pain in Paul's belly has been getting worse.
He's like moaning in his sleep now.
Have you ever taken morphine tablets?
It don't work on it.
This is what palliative medicine doctors do. Tweak meds to better address pain, nausea, breathlessness. They also try to have frank conversations with patients about death so they can make the most of the final weeks or months of their lives. Fratkin firmly believes there should be a spiritual component of this discussion too.
Yeah, Paul, there's more to you than this body of yours, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because he was in the bathroom and I went in
there. Ceci says she's been hearing him praying in the bathroom recently.
And he was praying in there.
So Fratkin asked Paul to light some Indian root and say a prayer now.
Would you, please, Paul?
Okay. Great Spirit, that created this earth.
By the time Fratkin leaves the Hoopa Valley, he's spent half a day with one patient. This is something the hospital in Eureka just can't afford for him to do. Fratkin says he's under constant pressure to see patient after patient to meet the hospital's billing quotas.
It's very hard for one doctor to manage the complexity of each of these individual patients and to crank it out in any way that generates productive revenue.
Fratkin's convinced he can't do the kind of work he wants to do within the healthcare system. He feels overworked and underappreciated. So he quit. Instead, he's going to launch a startup.
I had to sort out an out-of-the-box solution.
He's cooked up a business plan, get some donors, a contract with the hospital, and a crowdfunding campaign. He's even thinking of asking some of his more well-off patients to pay out of pocket for his services.
Yeah, I think I would.
Mary Maloney is dying of esophageal cancer. She tried chemo for a while, but it made her feel awful. Dr. Fratkin was the one who told her it was okay to stop.
I mean, I love life. I don't want to let it go. But I don't know if I'm willing enough to put myself through all the things I would have to put myself through.
Instead, she's been reading to her granddaughters and taking her dog to compete in the agility trials.
These last months, almost a year, I've had such an amazing trip. It's been great.
Fratkin says he's cared for more than 1,000 people at the end of their lives. He admits not everyone likes his approach. When I ask patients like Mary Maloney if they think he can pull off his own startup, they say there's no one else. He has to find a way. For the California Report, I'm April Demboski in Eureka.